How's the volume of information that they've, the amount of stuff they've thrown at you in a couple of days? How would you describe that?
It's a lot, but, you know, just have to take your time and soak it all in as quick as you can. Just learn as you go.
You know, when you were drafted, the Raiders had made a big deal about talking about how the character was a big thing for them. Mm-hmm. And you had a couple of things in your past where it was kind of an eye-opener that the Raiders would pick you, but Reggie McKenzie told us, basically, look, I talked to the guy, looked straight into his eye, we had a talk, and I thought this guy was worth a second chance. What, were you surprised when the Raiders called? Had you had talked with him before, and how do you feel you'll measure up to this?
I was surprised when they called, but like I said, that was something from the past, and it's something I'm looking to move forward from, you know, grow as a person, become a man, so... Mm-hmm.
And that was the talks that you and Reggie had about moving on like that?
Yeah.
Why were you surprised they called?
Because, I mean, I hadn't really heard much from him. I talked to him at the combine a few times, but that was really it.
What was it that you think you said that convinced them that you'd put everything behind you?
I just was myself and let them see that what they heard about or seen wasn't really me, or it was just mistakes that I made in the past.
Coming so far away from home, Stacy, kind of help you in that maturation process and become, like you said, more of a man?
Yeah, I believe it does. It's getting away from my family and, you know, changing my life and changing the people I'm around. So it will help a lot.
What do you know about this organization and its history and tradition?
Not much, but I'm learning.
What do you think you bring to the table when you're healthy and ready to go? You said there's some issue with a foot right now, but that shouldn't be a long-term thing.
I'm healthy. I'll be a good dominant nose, a defensive tackle, three technique, you know, just playing inside and stopping the run and rushing the pass.
Anything else?
All
right. Anything else? Any specific reason for the number 92?
That was what I wore in college, and yeah. I just wanted to stick with the same number because that's what everyone knows me as.
You know, that was Richard Seymour's number when he was here.
Yeah.
Anything to live up to that? Or?
Well, I got big shoes, Phil.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.